Autumn arrived yesterday morning, and the fall weather was delayed by about 24 to 36 hours. We have a cold front coming through our area right now, and that is going to really knock those temperatures down. We're already seeing much cooler weather across the North Country today. Temperatures are on the chilly side, and chilly enough that I imagine many people are running for their jackets and sweatshirts this afternoon. Farther south, conditions are still on the mild side, but that will change in the coming hours as that cold front continues to come through. Now, as the cold front passes, we are seeing some showers and some thunderstorms, so we have showers in spots over the next several hours with a few rumbles of thunder. Showers will come to an end tonight, and then we'll see that drier air come in from the north as high pressure works across the Great Lakes and then into eastern Canada. Now, with that front passing, the cool air is really going to pour in tonight, so temperatures will drop, and it's going to really be quite chilly as temperatures fall back into the 40s in most areas tonight. We may even see some 30s across the higher elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens. Across the far south, where that front will take a little bit longer to pass, we'll see overnight low temperatures in the 50s, and showers may linger for just a little while longer there. Now, moving into tomorrow, we're looking at still some lingering clouds in the morning, especially from the capital region on south. Across the North Country, it'll be bright and chilly, and as the day moves along, we'll see any of those clouds break up. It will transition over to a mostly sunny day. It'll be a much cooler day as well. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 60s. Of course, across the north, it's cool already, so another cool day there tomorrow. And across the higher elevations, temperatures are likely to hold in the 50s across the Adirondacks and also across the Greens. And we'll have a gusty breeze as the day moves along. It'll be quite cold tomorrow night as temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s. So in the coldest areas, some frost will be possible. And then on Sunday, we're looking for bright sunshine, but a real fall chill with high temperatures running again in the 50s and 60s. A quick check of the tropics this afternoon, and we have Tropical Storm Carl, which has intensified. It's expected to pass southeast of Bermuda tonight into tomorrow morning. There are tropical storm warnings and hurricane watches in effect for Bermuda, as the island is expected to experience a very likely tropical storm conditions as that storm passes. Also way out in the Atlantic, we have Lisa, still a tropical storm, and that still poses no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clearing a much cooler with areas of fog, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing a much cooler, with areas of fog, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, breezy and cooler, high 66 to 72. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, any showers will end, partial clearing and cooler with patchy fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sunshine, breezy and much cooler, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the 50s and 60s, and on Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.